Hey Mike! Today, we're diving into the whimsical chaos of Small World 2, Cursed. Now imagine a fantasy realm where you can control a fantastical array of races, each with their quirks and powers, then toss in the unpredictability of curses. Quite the combo, right? This game adds a delightful twist to the classic and beloved board game experience. You know, I recently had a friend dive into this expansion, and they couldn't stop raving about how it turned their regular game nights into unpredictable adventures. If you love strategy and a sprinkle of chaos, this game is calling your name. So what's the scoop on this cursed world? In Cursed, the usual races are joined by two newcomers, kobolds and goblins. Imagine the mischief. Goblins can conquer territories for a bargain price, making them sneaky adversaries, while kobolds thrive in teamwork, as it takes two of them to control a newly conquered area. Teamwork makes the dream work, right? And the new special powers? Oh boy. The cursed power lets you skip the usual cost of taking control, but if you forget this power, you'll face the steep price of 3 coins instead of just one. Ouch! Ransacking your opponents for coins for every territory conquered adds that delicious layer of competitiveness, because who doesn't love taking candy from a baby? Well, in the game world at least. As you strategize with different race combinations, what makes this expansion shine is its curse mechanics. It means players have to balance their ambitions with potential setbacks. The hordes of tokens escalate your armies, while the werepeople let you be extra cunning on even-numbered turns, conquering with fewer tokens. Now that's some werewolf-level cunning. In terms of visual style, the graphics are vibrant and charming. Each race pops with color, making the board feel alive and engaging. And all those whimsical illustrations? They totally capture the essence of a carousel of fantasy races battling for territory. Who wouldn't want their screen filled with colorful, cartoonish chaos? For similar experiences, you might think of games like Blood Rage or Munchkin. Both offer strategic gameplay with a humorous twist, where the unexpected becomes the norm. But hey, Mike, if chaotic puns and unpredictable alliances make you hesitate, I'd say give it a shot anyway. You might be surprised by how refreshing it can be to let loose and enjoy some friendly competition where strategy and laughter go hand in hand. Plus, it's not just about building, it's about creating a landscape filled with mayhem, which breaks the mold in a fun way. In conclusion, Small World 2 Cursed is all about strategic thinking, a touch of chaos, and diving into an enchanting, colorful world filled with unique races and powers. It's the kind of game where you can relish every moment of conquering and mastering the art of mayhem. So what do you think, Mike? Ready to face the curses and conquer your way through this mischief-filled adventure? Thanks for exploring this wild world with us today. Until next time, may your strategies be ever in your favor and enjoy the unpredictable fun.